News Talk 1340, KROC AM. Good morning. I'm Andy Brownell, Rochester Today, with our Rochester Yesterday program, our Rochester History program. Alan Calavano, John Kreisel in the studio with myself this morning. And 282-1234 is our phone number if you want to join the conversation, which we certainly hope you will as the hour progresses. We decided today to tackle ethnic restaurants in the city of Rochester.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means. Do you know what that means to me? It means Wong's Cafe.
Okay.
Oh.
That would be my childhood memory of an ethnic restaurant that we would actually frequent as a family. And that would have been in the old location, which was a very tiny location right next to
me.
Your shop, yeah.
I've got their neon sign, and I kept their little hand-carved little wooden affair that was there that they initially didn't remove, and I gave it back to the family. And by the way, that was started by, was it Ben Wong,
Ben,
who was part of the Flying Tigers and flew P-51.
In Burma.
Yes. So, I mean, he was a hero. He came back here to town. The community rallied around him, and they embraced him and his different, I mean, he was Chinese, and that just became really a landmark to the city of Rochester.
I always remember it could be the middle of winter, and if you went there at certain times, it was lined up on the sidewalk.
That's
to get
right.
Into Wong's.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, it was back 20, 30 feet, people out there waiting to get in the restaurant.
Yep.
And in the basement, what did they grow?
I have no idea.
Mushrooms, didn't they? Or Brussels sprouts or something?
No, it was
the sprouts.
Sprouts. In the basement, they grew their own sprouts, as they did at the second location, which used to be the Union State Bank.
Yeah, I did not know that they grew their own sprouts.
Yeah, right.
To this day, well, that's the secret to the egg rolls, then.
Oh, yeah, the egg rolls are the best in the country.
To this day.
They're still around.
The best. Yeah,
they're still using the same recipes. In fact, on their menu, they have old number 5.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? I've never noticed that.
Old
so you still
5.
Eat there too, Alan?
Yeah, I go there occasionally.
Yeah,
we
do too.
Chicken with the pea pods.
Oh, sure.
Oh, just love that dish. And of course, you have to get the egg roll every time.
The egg rolls are very unique.
And it is the sprouts. That's the deal. I never knew that.
Sure.
Learn something new every day.
Hmm.
That's my contribution.
Oh, and if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Wong is a really big University of Minnesota fan, isn't he?
Oh, every sporting...
Yeah, he's up there. I know he had stuff all over the restaurant.
Yeah. And his son, Mike, as well, he's a huge sports fan.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
hey,
yeah.
Mike, call in, will you?
Yeah. I bet he has a lot of stories.
Oh,
I still miss the downtown location this day.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Now, there were, two brothers?
Dennis and Mike, yes.
And I think the other brother owns Dunn Brothers, if I'm not mistaken.
There were three brothers.
I know Dennis and Mike.
And one passed on.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And that kind of caused a... that's initially what kind of caused the closure of...
Okay. An estate issue, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. Dennis has the Dunn Brothers location. The coffee joint, yeah.
At least according to my book, they took it over from their parents. There were two prior Wong families.
Mm-hmm.
The two
Ben and I can't remember the other brother's name.
Ben and Neil.
And Neil, that's
right. May and Poya.
Uh-huh.
That's what my book
I think
says.
May is still around with us, I believe.
I believe you're right.
Know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Boy, was that an institution. Well, that's the point that you're bringing
that's
up.
That's ethnic restaurants
Andy.
Are there.
Yeah.
Now, you guys know there were Chinese restaurants in Rochester before Wong's?
No, I did not know that.
What were they?
I did some research. There was a Canton Cafe from 1923 to 1932, and then they disappeared. And going way back, there was a Liberty Bell, and I don't know too much about the Liberty Bell.
Isn't that interesting? Anybody know about that out there?
Yeah. Give us a ring, 282-1234.
Or call us and tell us the first time you had Chinese food in Rochester. That would be regardless of where it was. Maybe you know some.
Odds are it was Wong's.
And I bet when you had Chinese food, you didn't give it up. You're still enjoying it.
I in my research, I found a Liberty Bell Chop Suey Cafe in 1917.
Ooh.
Can you believe that? It didn't stick around for very long.
Did it have an address with it?
14 Southwest 3rd Street. So it was in that same vicinity.
Huh.
What is Wong's address? Was it 14?
The original Wong's?
Well, it would be less than 22. I'm 22, and they were right next door. So you said it was what was the number?
14.
I wonder if...
So it's even sides. It'd be the same side of the street.
Be the same side of the street.
I can see where Wong's at.
So was that a precursor to Wong's?
Well, it was a huge gap after that, so it might be just a... Wong's was at 20 Southwest 3rd.
Oh, okay.
But it was in that very close. Anyway, I was surprised to find that.
Yeah, I am surprised to hear that as well.
And Liberty Chop Suey.
Because
love it.
For the longest time, Wong's was it as far as Chinese food was here in town.
Right.
Then we had a proliferation, and probably in the 1980s, we started to see a whole bunch of new ones.
And not to be...
The Hunan's and that.
Yeah, Vietnamese.
Not to be pedantic, Wong's was sort of pasteurized Chinese food.
Okay.
I mean, it's not...
pasteurized.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
Is that a cooking term?
Chungking-y.
Chungking, okay.
I mean, it's kind of Americanized. It was toned down, I think, to satisfy the American palate.
Americanized Chinese food.
I think there are still people that come to Rochester looking for Wong's.
Oh, they absolutely do. They stop in the shop and they what happened to Wong's?
Where'd they go?
Do you send them to the new one?
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of hard to explain how to get to the new one.
It's a little tricky to get there. But the food is basically the same.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take our first break and get this out of the way, then we can jump right back into it. More ethnic restaurants. And if you're listening in, if you have memories of some of your favorite ethnic restaurants, and I guess we're going to have a hard time defining that, but
we're Greek, thinking of anything other Chinese. Than
not a burger joint, not a steak joint, pretty much anything else.
Maybe the first place they went for pizza would be an interesting.
That would be interesting to see if it was Bellotti's.
I wonder when, probably was. I mean, I was just trying to think, when did pizza come to this community? I mean, Bellotti's, I think, opened in, I think it was 51 or 52.
Okay, that long ago.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk more after the break. John Creasel and Alan Calavano in the studio this morning. I'm Andy Brownell. It's our Rochester History program on KROC AM.
Now, your Weather Eye forecast on News Talk 1340, KROC AM.
It's brought to you by Truckin' America. Winter gives your vehicle a real beating, and Truckin' America can help. Rust proofing, mud flaps, floor mats, and 3M Scotch Guard, just to name a few. Truckin' America in Rochester and truckinamerica.com. The automotive aftermarket experts. Expect, a chance of snow, maybe mixed precip today with a high near 40 degrees. Our overnight low tonight in the mid to upper 20s, chance of snow, perhaps a dusting by tomorrow morning. Chance of snow tomorrow, again, some minor accumulations possible with a high in the mid 30s and about an inch of snow possible tomorrow night. Tuesday night, a low in the mid 20s, chance of snow. We get to Wednesday, another minor accumulation snow event possible with a high in the low 30s. Cloudy Thursday with a high in the upper 20s, and back into the low 30s with a chance of snow Friday, and Saturday's high right around 30 degrees. Right now, 31 degrees, cloudy skies, and we have received reports of some snow showers in the Rochester area so far this morning. It's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm Andy Brownell with John Creasel and Alan Calavano, and the conversation has continued over the corner. Sorry to interrupt you guys.
Oh, jeez. God, you can't have a decent conversation in this place.
Oh, my gosh. Interrupted again.
No,
caught.
We're good. I got done with the forecast, and I thought we'd jump back into the show.
I was just asking Alan if we ever really had a real diner in Rochester, and he was going to make a comment on one that was sort of across from Second Street, because those of you out there might remember next to the Dairy Queen, we had a place that was called Drake's. But you couldn't go inside and eat there. It was a trailer house that had hamburgers and fried onions and French fries.
So it was a seasonal joint.
Yes.
There was a diner, a small one, on the First Avenue around the corner from the Chateau Theater.
Oh, yes.
I don't remember the name.
For some reason, I have Anton's, and it's not Anton's. Pete, will you call in? Peter Dodge?
Anton's.
282-1234, Pete. Okay. What's your definition of diner?
I'm thinking metal exterior, shiny.
Okay.
But
not necessarily.
I mean, like Denny's is billing itself as a diner, and the venue
like
is like a
Mickey's in
diner.
The Twin Cities.
Yeah, sure. Like Mickey's, like a railroad car.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of when you say diner.
And the reason there's so few of those here is that most of them were made in New Jersey and New York, and it was a bear to transport them out here. There wasn't any good way to get them here.
There is one now down in Lanesboro, you know.
Yeah, no, little tiny one, isn't it?
Right.
I've never been to it.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a couple callers here, guys. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Would it be the Green Parrot?
Well, certainly the Green Parrot was an institution as well. And by the way, we still have those signs. I have those signs. And as we speak, I'm trying to get them restored and be put up someplace downtown as a landmark.
That would be so cool.
You want to reflect about the Green Parrot?
I just remember my grandmother taking me down there.
It was a cool place.
Back in the mid-70s.
Yep.
Oh, sure. Was the parrot still there?
Oh, yeah, mid-70s, sir.
Oh, there actually was a parrot?
Yeah, there actually was a parrot.
Oh, I never saw a parrot.
Yeah, no, there was a live parrot.
Okay.
Was he green?
Yep, good memories.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. For those who don't know, the green parrot would have been where on the First Avenue side of Eagle Drug.
Right below Odd Fellows Lodge.
Right.
It was that cool building that goes in from one street and comes out the other street. It's L-shaped.
Yep.
It goes through from 2nd Street to 1st Avenue.
282-1234. We've got full phone banks. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Good morning.
Morning.
I believe that the diner was Purity Diner.
Oh. Okay. That sounds right.
My husband in high school worked there for Jack and Al Brandt.
Oh, sweet. Any chance you've got any brochures or matchbooks or anything on that, or do you want to
not that I'm aware of. If I dig...
okay, come on. Tell us a little bit more about it. How many seats were in there? Did they have the stools, and what did you order?
I don't remember ever being in there, but I know that he worked there.
Oh,
okay.
That was why he said he learned to eat so fast, because he would start to eat a hamburger, and somebody would come in, and he would have to jump up and fix the hamburger for them whatever.
Where was he working at that time when he ate there?
It was at the Purity Diner where he worked.
Oh, okay.
Yes, around the corner from the Chateau.
I like the name.
Yeah, I've got an address of 22 Southwest 1st Avenue, and from what I've got, it was there from 1929 to 1945. Their advertisement said, look for the Pullman car across from the Zumbro Hotel.
Oh, neat.
Right.
Oh,
that's cool.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Wonderful call. Thanks a lot for calling.
Now, there was a small diner of some sort across the street from St. Mary's, and I've seen pictures of it. And it was part of Tasso's.
Yes.
It's actually, the front part is still there, and it's kind of strange because one wing goes back into the block.
Yeah, it has a little bit of polish.
Right. I do remember.
It actually had a shiny metal front at one time. Yeah. I've got a picture of it.
It wasn't that long ago. In the 80s, I think it was still there.
Okay. And that was only 40 years ago.
You keep doing that to me.
30 years ago. It's all relative.
Hello.
Good morning. You're on KROC. Thanks for calling.
How about Richard's Roost?
Oh, yeah.
Roost, sure.
Yeah, that was diner-like.
We all ate there, didn't we?
Did that have a shiny front? I mean, it was certainly diner-like.
It had a metal front, I know that.
Do you think that Richard's Roost, when did that start? In the 40s, maybe, right after the war? Remember Richard's Roost. It was in between the Chateau and Eagle Drug.
Well, before that, it was Hargesheimer's restaurant,
and it's Richard Hargesheimer. Right on top of it.
Beg your pardon?
Superior Screeners, that's where they started.
I remember up there in the second floor.
Yep.
I've got 63 to 85.
So did you work at the Screeners?
No, I just friends did, so that's we did all our business.
So you ate a lot of lunch at Richard's Roost.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot for calling in. Yeah, I forgot about Richard's Roost.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Hargesheimer's was at that location from 38 to 62, and then Richard's Roost took over after that. And I think it was Richard Hargesheimer, if I'm not mistaken, because it tied into the drugstore that was in the corner.
Oh, sure.
And that place reminds me of Wade's Broiler. Okay, mm-hmm. Wade's Broiler. And
that
if you wanted
sort
to,
of a diner.
Yeah, it was kind of a diner. If you wanted to use the restroom, I don't know if you remember this, but you had to go downstairs.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
At Wade's Broiler.
You get a fried steak at Wade's Broiler.
Oh, sure.
Really funny story that I may have told before, but I went to Bilotti's when I first came to Rochester, and then I didn't probably go back for like 10 years for no particular reason. Anyway, I went back 10 years later. It was exactly the same as it was. It even had the empty aquarium tank in the corner with nothing in it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I happened to mention, I think the gal's name was Pizza Dora or something like that, an older gal who had been making pizza for many years. And I made the comment to her, and she thought I was complaining, but I thought it was cool. So anyway, she said when Bologna's would close at 3 o'clock in the morning, they would go to Wade's to have somebody serve them, because Wade's was open all night.
All right. We're going to try to get some more phone calls in before the news. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
I think the best one is probably the Sweeten House. Earl, the food was fantastic, except for Ludacris.
Yeah, that was ethnic. I hadn't thought about that.
You just down from the Happy Warrior, or Brown Derby,
It was right around the corner from here, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on 1st Avenue, wasn't it? Pretty sure
it was.
It was
right south of the Brown Hotel.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, where the parking lot's at now. Right across from Bilotti's, basically.
It's a parking ramp.
Right. That was fun.
I wasn't thinking of Swedish being ethnic, but
didn't they have a cafeteria there, let's say maybe after church? I mean, it had a full menu, but I think there was also a kind of a cafeteria style there. I don't remember.
It was smorgasbord.
Yeah, smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. All you can eat.
Yeah. It was kind of like an early buffet.
All right. Thanks for your call. Appreciate the memories. 282-1234. Good morning. You're on with Alan Calvano, John Creasel, and myself, KROC's History Program.
Hello, John.
Yeah.
Say, do you remember the Arthur Hotel, the King of Hospitality?
Absolutely.
Down below there, there was a little small little restaurant. The construction workers used to come over there and eat all the time. And boy, they had some of the best pancakes and some of the best
boulash. Oh, yes, that's right.
They fed a lot of bellies down there.
Oh, absolutely. And then you could go up in the top floor and get things taken care of, remember?
You certainly could have, yep. Yes, I know. My dad managed it for 40-some
years. Oh, sweet. Thanks for calling in. Yeah,
yeah. We have no idea what you're
talking
about.
I'm not going to pursue that at all. I'm going to just let that go.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on Carol C.
Is that me this time?
Yes, it is.
Okay, don't forget Charlie Clark's place down by the railroad track. Oh. He used to serve the passengers on the train as it went through.
Okay, what was that called? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's up there in Fifth Street right now.
Okay. Well, it was was there a name prior to Charlie's? I mean, Cheap Charlie's?
I don't know if there was or not.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I guess, yeah, Charlie's, it is a diner.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely
that's Clark's. Yeah, and
yeah,
I don't know.
Clark, I couldn't remember. But
yeah, I mean, you can talk about where the pig came from if you want to, if you remember that story.
No, I don't, but I'd like to hear it.
Well, I don't know if I should say it on the line.
You brought it up.
It came from Iowa. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Does it have anything to do with Floyd the pig?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to talk to Floyd about that.
Since maybe we don't want to pursue this, Eddie. Yeah, so John's coming up with this off-color stuff. I don't know what it was with the pig.
So Charlie Clark had Charlie's,
right.
Cheap Charlie's,
right.
and I bowl with his son Terry.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, I didn't even get the connection for the longest time.
Sure.
Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
You know, now that you mention it, I think wasn't there a 400 cafe?
Oh, yeah, there sure was.
It was named after the 400 train that went to Chicago?
And that was down close to the old North Star Bar.
Okay. So that wasn't Cheap Charlie. That was someplace else.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, 311 Northwest, Northwest 1st Avenue.
All right. I'm going to put a halt to this just for a second. We have to take a quick break for news.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Too much fun.
News, stuff that's happening today, not yesterday. Oh. But we'll take more of your calls. And I love the calls with all your memories of the various eating establishments. So please hold on or call us back right after the news break. Brent Ackerman's in the news center. 31 right now. Cloudy skies downtown. KROC AM. News Talk 1340 KROC AM. Good morning. I'm Andy Brownell, Rochester Today. Alan Calvano, John Creasel in the studio. We're talking about Rochester history today. We're talking about restaurants. It's ethnic restaurants, but I guess it's, as usual, it turns into any restaurant, and that's okay because we love hearing from folks and their memories of their favorite eating spots from days gone by, the places that we all remember, but they no longer exist. We've had a couple callers who have been very, very patiently waiting on hold through the news break, so we'll do that first. Good morning. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning.
Morning.
There was a couple of places I wanted to mention that go along with the diner theme. Right across from the 400 Cafe on 1st Avenue was the S&S Cafe, which kind of catered to the blue-collar crowd. And then there was down next to the bridge where the law enforcement center and jail are right now was a little tiny diner called Vi's Cafe.
Forgot that, yeah.
And I think the one you were talking about out across from St. Mary's might have been Dick's Eat Shop.
Oh, great.
The Eat Shop?
Yeah, there were a number of Eat Shops.
Come on, tell us about that.
Dick's Eat Shop?
Yeah.
Well, if you went in to get a cup of coffee and there was a little stay in the coffee or whatever in the cup when it first came off the shelf, it got wiped out with his thumb. I remember that.
Works. Why not?
But it was kind of a little greasy spoon, but it was pretty popular.
Oh, great.
Thanks a lot for calling
in. Those memories.
Appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Thanks.
Bye. 282-1234. Good morning. Thank you for holding on for so long.
Hi. Getting back to the 400 Cafe, this is a Pete Chaffetz.
Hey,
the North Star used to be where the American Legion is now, and the 400 Cafe was its neighbor.
Okay. Right. And, Pete, I was in there with you.
Uh-oh.
Both those locations, wasn't I? Okay.
Yeah,
remember
probably.
the Remember the North Star was triangular brick building. Remember that, Pete?
That's right. It had been a restaurant way back in the olden days, run by Agnes Kron.
Oh, sweet.
So that goes way, way back.
So when did they tear that down to build the American Legion building?
Oh, geez. When about 20 years ago? Yeah, over 20 years ago or so.
Oh, Pete, that had to be what? I would imagine it went down in the, late 60s, maybe? Mid to late 60s? What do you think?
It had to be.
No, it was there longer than that.
Was it?
The North Star was.
Yeah. Okay.
It was probably in the late 80s when they made it into the American Legion.
Okay, all right.
I think. I'm not 100% positive.
Once again, our perception of time is messed up in this room.
Great.
And then they moved the North Star on Broadway there.
Right.
Cheap Charlie's went behind the, behind the North Star.
Hey,
and,
Pete, you're...
And Cheap Charlie, the pig came from, you know the fellas.
Yeah.
The Murphy Boys and a Mr. Leonard.
Yes, that's
right. And they had kidnapped it.
Yes, that's right.
Was this the pig story?
It's the pig story. It's still alive, and it's good thing it's still alive and didn't have to sacrifice itself for bacon, Pete. Now,
that's right. And Harley Flathers had an article in the paper about that.
Oh, did he?
About the pig about 2 or 3 years ago or so.
Remember King Leo's across the street?
They had a picture. Oh, absolutely. That was the first hamburgers used to be about 15 cents. I believe it was probably the first fast food type place in Rochester.
And then they had specials of 5 for $1, remember?
Oh, sure. And Al Rafty used to work there.
Oh, sure.
Remember him?
Yeah, I sure do, Pete.
All right, Pete.
Thanks so much,
Thanks
Pete.
For calling in and holding on.
Sure.
Now, I know the North Star was in the Broadway location by the late 1970s because I'm not going to... Because
you went there.
No, I couldn't have. But a very significant event in my young days happened right in front of the North Star Bar.
Oh.
And I'm not telling that
out
story.
In public?
What was that? Let's put it this way. I was ordered if I ever wanted to drive any automobile again, I would have to purchase it myself.
Oh,
My father informed me that he would never, ever allow me to drive any of his vehicles ever again.
Uh-oh. Did you have a dinger?
Yeah. Okay. The very first cruise night that was ever held in town on Broadway.
You had a collision.
I totaled a car.
Oh!
Good morning. I wasn't going to tell that story. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Hello?
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi. A couple of them. There was North 63. There was Stoker's Corner Cafe.
Oh, sure.
And then on Broadway was another Stoker owned property. It was called Barry's.
Barry's, sure. Remember Barry's well.
Yeah. Great club. Yep. Great club is now.
And you remember Barry's? Then they were the only place I think that had the how did they do the chicken?
Broasted?
Broasted chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And Barry's also had, remember the bathroom in the basement?
Yes.
At Barry's. Yes. That was a favorite spot for people after church at Barry's. Remember?
The basement?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, not the basement.
The flood of 78 took that out.
But what was that?
The flood of 78 or 79,
right.
Was it? Took Barry's out.
Oh,
they're almost before my time. The only way I know it is because my grandparents owned Silker's Corner and my uncle owned Barry's. So.
Oh, sure. Silker's Corner, popular spot.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
I remember the name of that restaurant and that motel. It was the TikTok.
The TikTok, yes.
I didn't remember it. I looked it through my list.
Yeah. So this is a conversation we're having off the air, so maybe we better.
Yes. Forget it. I didn't say that.
Is this the Marion Road one we're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
1600 Southeast Marion Road.
And it was the German food.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the tie-in.
Ethnic. And you could get a Wiener Schnitzel at that place.
And sauerkraut.
And so, and what's the other big German dish you could get?
Sauerbraten.
Sauerbraten, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty much the only place for real German food. But it was a pretty short-lived thing.
I don't think we have a German restaurant now, do we?
I don't think so.
No.
You think it would be natural.
Yeah, there are a lot of Germans.
I really like some German food.
Kreisel, is that a...
That's German.
So that's very German,
Came from Prussia, actually.
All right, we have full phone banks. Whoa, we need you to turn your radio down. Sorry about that.
I thought that was a gong.
Yeah. Good morning, you're on KROC.
Is that me this time?
Yes, it is.
Okay, don't forget Kubot's Dinette on 4th Street Southwest down there, too.
Kubot's.
They had 12 stools, and that was all there was to it. He was a cook, and she was a waitress, and... you could always tell when things didn't sell too good because you had leftovers the next day.
That was on 4th Street.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Right next to Herrick's Bicycle Shop.
38.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Coupettes. Hey, thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling in again. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to put a call out on this one because John's trying to remember this, that there was a diner-type location that would have been, you said, south of what was RCTC, the original high school building, the
right.
Kaufman building,
right.
Which was along 2nd Street. And
yeah, people that went there to Kaufman, to RCTC, we all ate there. What was the name of that place? And I still remember the guy's face. I hope you're still around.
Was it a cafe or
it was kind of a cafe, diner cafe, I'll call it.
All right. 282-1234. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Yes, getting back to Cheap Charlie's
okay.
And the 400.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Nort.
How you doing, Johnny?
Good, Nort.
Before the 400, before Charlie moved in there, I know Ray Aarons built in that building right alongside the old North Star. But before that, there was a cafe right to the south of the old North Star.
Huh.
Where Charlie started first, and it was called the Ideal Cafe. It was just a small diner again.
Huh.
And then Ray built him that other place.
Oh.
And one other tidbit, Pete was wrong on when the North Star closed. It closed on election night, 1968. That's when the bars couldn't be open until after the polls closed. And we were down there afterwards. That was the last night of the old North Star.
Is that right? Were you there, Nort, then?
I was there.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, Humphrey and Nixon were running, and my friend John Paul and I were... He was for Nixon, I was for Humphrey, and we almost got into it on that one.
Well, there a lot of people got into things at the North Star there, remember, Nort?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Thanks a bunch. You better call Pete and tell him.
One other thing. You guys remember the Covered Wagon Cafe?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I know of it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now that hit, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not wrong, that was a precursor to the Michaels, the Pappas brothers, I think.
Yeah, it was owned by the Pappas Michaels. People.
Okay.
Was it? Was it? Yep. Didn't know that.
Yep.
So, okay, good program, guys.
Hey, thanks
a lot. Geez. Appreciate the information. That's awesome. So that's when they moved, late 60s. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Good morning.
Morning.
My wife worked at Fannie Farmers back there, I think the late 60s, early 70s for a short time, part-time. I think it was on First Avenue, just south of Center Street. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was in where right near O&B Shoes, just a little south of O&B Shoes. In that, 100 First Avenue building?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were there. And
I remember the storefront.
And then didn't they move, north of Osco's? Afterwards?
Possibly.
Fannie Farmer?
Were in Kaler for a time, and they had a store out at the mall, too,
yeah.
At one point.
You're right. That Fannie Farmers, that was really a special place.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Good morning.
Hi.
The name of the coffee shop that is across from the Kaufman building up in the alley was the Tasty Coffee Shop.
That's right. Ate hamburgers there. Do you remember the guy that ran it, his name?
There was a Johnson at one time. It was Frank, but the last name was Johnson.
So is that a one-man operation? You have
pretty much so, yeah.
Yeah, the Tasty. Hey, thanks for that.
Okay.
I got that being there from 59 to 68. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
410 Southwest 2nd Street.
All right.
Hmm.
We have phone calls still coming in. If you
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah. They got that little bit mixed up on that pig with the Murphy boys all the time.
Uh-oh.
That really happened with Tommy Leonard and Bob Olson found that on the way home from the siding job one day.
They found it, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, they found it.
yeah. Okay. They are,
you
then, mean, does that...
guys, the only reason why I know that is it took two guys that size to lift that thing.
Yeah, well, so they acquired that in Iowa and then brought it to Minnesota.
Yeah, but the Murphy boys couldn't have done it. They're just small guys.
Yeah, okay, so that was Tommy and Bob Olson.
That's interstate traffic.
Oh,
that's
sweet.
This is all allegedly.
Right. This is all
allegedly. I think the statute of limitations applies.
All right.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. It's a caper. 282-1234. Good morning. Thanks for calling in. You're on KROC.
Yeah, I'm just calling in. My father used to own the liquor store up on 4th and Broadway.
Okay.
And Ben Wong and Neil Wong.
Mean Bob's?
Would call us quite free. No, Huey's.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
And they would call us probably every other night. and we'd always take them down a very expensive cognac because they very much like cognac.
Oh,
and beer.
Very nice
and,
of you.
And we'd walk in that back, you know, we'd always deliver it to the back door. And you'd walk in there, and there'd be more Chinese people talking because there were so many. They had so many cousins working there, and everything. That,
mm-hmm.
And we served them a lot.
Oh, sweet memories! Yeah, now I remember Huey's on both ends of the fence there,
yep.
Broadway, right?
The cigar store and the liquor store.
Right, right. And those steamed hot dogs.
Steamed hot dogs, and they used to serve root beer.
Okay, I'm going to test your memory here now. So, what was the other pop that you could get at Huey's and only served at Huey's in the Chateau?
I even know
Green
this.
Green River.
Yeah. Thanks a bunch.
I've been talking to Creasel long enough. I even remember that, even though I never had it.
I've known John for a long time.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a bunch.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Very
bye-bye.
Appealing title for soda.
It is.
Oh, it's great. I wish it'd come back.
Probably
I think
more appealing than Mountain Dew.
I suppose.
I didn't know. Mountain Dew apparently was the whole thing that was originally just developed as a mixer for...
some kind of mixed
drink. What's the whiskey? Jack Daniels.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, that's the myth, at least.
Well, that's something
myth.
You would know.
No, I'm not a whiskey guy at all. No. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you talked about it, but remember the Depot House that was at the old...
Yep.
That was a really pretty place when I first opened.
Just think if we still had the Depot House today. I mean, that what a landmark.
Yeah, the location and just what it stood for.
Oh, yeah,
pretty
you
neat.
Bet. Remember the baggage room bar there then where they had music?
I'm thinking that was way back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Still there into the 70s.
I've got that. 66 to 78.
Yeah, something like that.
Remember and the 10-story window there?
I don't remember that, but we did go there for special treats. And then the other place that I was thinking about, the old Martin Hotel dining room with Millie Decker downstairs.
Sure, was that in the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How I remember that is my son was in junior high, and that was part of his job is to, you know, go down there and do dishes and stuff like that. So,
sure. That was around for a long time.
It was, yeah. Well, thanks for doing this. It's fun to think about it and talk about it.
Yeah, thank you for calling in with your memories, too.
Thanks,
that's
bye.
Fantastic. We'll try to do some more calls. We'll have to take a break eventually, guys. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Is it me?
Yes, it is.
The building that's a couple doors north of Wellhaven Music, this is now a mosque.
Okay.
Right after World War II, son-in-law of the Bemmel family, Bernie Perlmutter, had a little delicatessen there, and he was famous for a really big corned beef sandwich.
Do you remember what it was called by any chance?
I can't.
Okay, that's cool.
However, that didn't last too long, so a couple years later, Dewey Day used the same place for a restaurant.
Okay. Say, if you come up with that name, will you call in and give it to Andy, please, so we can put that in the archives?
Well, his surname was Perlmutter, Bernie Perlmutter.
Okay.
Perlmutter.
And
okay.
He married one of the Bemmel girls.
What time period would that have been, approximately?
Right after World War II.
So 46, 47?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Good corned beef is good.
There you go. Every little bit of information helps. Thanks.
Okay, I'm not done yet.
Oh, go.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Then when Dewey Day closed his restaurant, it became Sammy's Pizza Palace.
I do remember.
Same location.
I've seen a reference to Sammy's.
Same location.
Forgot that.
That was 17 North Broadway. I got Sammy's.
Okay. Well, Dewey Day, if he's listening, have him call in.
Okay.
Who ran Sammy's? Do you know the person's name?
Oh, boy.
That's all right.
I'll think of it when I hang up.
Okay. All right.
We could look that up. But
they came from somewhere up north.
Okay.
And then after a couple of years in Rochester, they opened one in Winona, which I think still it isn't the same family, but it's running under the same name in Winona.
Oh, neat.
Pizza Palace.
Great.
Super. Thanks for that.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay.
We're taking notes over here, so thank you.
Yeah, we are.
Appreciate the call. We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll do some more phone calls after that. John Creasel and Alan Calavano in the studio this morning, and you as well. The phone calls are the feature today, that's for sure, at 282-1234. We'll be back in just a moment on KROC AM.
Talk 1340 KROC AM.
It's brought to you by Mystic Lake Casino. Let's dig in. For a limited time, get $5 in free slot play. Sundays through Tuesdays, when you visit Mystic Lake's award-winning buffet for dinner. See offer details at mysticlake.com. Today, there's a chance of a little bit of snow, maybe some mixed precip, a high near 40 degrees, then a chance of snow developing late tonight and tomorrow night. Some minor accumulations are possible all the way through, dusting to an inch. A low of 26 tonight, mid-30s the high tomorrow, back down to about 25 Tuesday night. That's the best chance of accumulating snow. And a chance of snow again on Wednesday with a high in the low 30s. Cloudy and upper 20s Thursday. Chance of snow with a high in the low 30s Friday, and then cloudy Saturday with a high near 30. Right now, 32 in the downtown at KROC AM. I'm Andy Brownell with John Kriesel and Alan Calavano. We're talking Rochester history, eating establishments, and obviously we've jogged more than a few memories because we still have full phone lines. If you get a busy signal, you can keep on trying. If you can hear us on hold, just hold on. We'll try to get to your call. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program. Good morning. Thanks for holding on. You're on KROC.
I told you wait. I was wondering if Drake's was brought up.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I brought it up a little bit earlier. Remember Drake's? God bless her for taking care of her son, her handicaps.
Like a trailer, a silver, like a dare spring kind of a trailer, old trailer.
Yeah, that was just south of Dairy Queen. And do you remember Reuben? Do you remember Reuben Reek that lived right next door? Bless his soul.
I don't.
Okay.
I do remember what Les is. Down in the Martin Hotel after that it was the eatery.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I do remember that as well.
Oh, and I remember Drake's. Remember all the grease that was in that bag of French fries when you got it?
Yes, I do. All right, that's all I had.
Thanks for calling in. Hi, good morning. You're on KROC.
Good morning.
Hi.
Say, it's not that long ago, but it was ethnic. The French restaurant, it used to be where Esteban's was on the river.
Oh, there was a French place in there?
It was, because do you know where Esteban's used to be?
Yes. Oh, sure, yes.
And then there was a French restaurant, and I remember it's when, the first time I ate quiche and realized I didn't like it.
That's memorable.
It was probably in the 80s.
I don't know what that would be offhand. If I had a name, I could look it up. But
Are you Gail?
This is Gail.
I figured as much.
So it went from...
It was Esteban's, and I think it was this little French restaurant.
Really?
It had to be that before, because Esteban's was still there into the, well,
okay, then
the
it
1990,
was before then.
And then they became the Labor Club, and then now Legends.
Yeah, it was before Legends then.
Oh, no, am I thinking the wrong place?
Esteban's right by the Time Theater.
Yes, I'm thinking the right place. It is the Time Theater building.
The
All righty. Well, maybe somebody else.
So you still won't eat quiche?
It was when that book came out, Real Men Either Eat Quiche or Don't Eat Quiche. And I was so enthralled. So we went and we ordered quiche. And I don't think either my husband or I really cared for it.
Well, you aren't alone.
Maybe that's why we don't have a French place in town right now.
Thank you.
Thanks for the Bye-bye. Call. That's interesting. I don't remember being a French place in
there. No, nor do I.
Because I was living downtown at the time.
Do you guys remember Giuseppe's?
Oh, yeah.
It was in the Holiday Inn
Giuseppe's,
for a time. It wasn't there for a long time. 282-1234.
We've got a couple minutes left. Good morning. You're on KROC.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, this is like old home week.
Good.
When you were talking about Sammy's Pizza, that was run by Harvey and Elaine Hingle.
Oh, great.
And Harvey then went to work with John Perkins in the early stages of Gold Cross, and then ran the Gold Cross service up in Duluth for many years.
This is Tom, isn't it?
Huh?
Is this Tom?
No, John.
Oh, John, okay.
One thing about Harvey, he was an absolute character. He loved go-karts, and so I got to be a pretty good friend of his, and I'd be there after closing time, and after everybody was out of there except a few of us, he'd go back in his kitchen, and he had a go-kart that he kept back there, and he'd crank it up and come storming right through those double swinging doors from the kitchen and right up the middle of the aisle right in front of the building. He was a nut.
Unique.
And later on, you issued him tickets, did you not, John?
He might have got
it. Well, John, if you hung out with him, then maybe you two guys weren't that far apart from personalities. What do you think?
I'll pass on that.
Okay.
Took me a few seconds to recognize your voice, but I got it now.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Good to hear from you, too.
Can you get a ticket for running a go-kart through your own restaurant? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, you're right. Private property probably applies. Oh, boy. Gosh. We got 30 seconds. I'm going to try to do this real quick. Good morning. You're on KROC. Hi, good morning.
Yes. You guys are talking about restaurants. Right behind the Avalon, there is a diner.
Huh. You got the name in your head?
No, I don't. I know it was in the Lens on History in the Post Bulletin not long ago.
Okay. We'll have to look it up.
Of it.
So it must have been between Avalon and the Drips warehouse
yes,
there.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right behind. And then, of course, the Avalon had a small little diner there,
okay.
too.
Yeah, the first floor there. I do remember. Yeah. Got to run, guys. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's 11 o'clock at KROC AM Rochester. Thanks, Alan Calavano, John Creasel. We'll do this again. It's time for ABC News.